Yes, there is investigation conducted by New York Times, which suggests that there might be Russian. And yes, many security experts say that, you know, some security keychains that they have been using, and also instruments, phishing instruments they have been using, they do look quite similar to those which are used by the Russian hackers, and they look quite similar to those which were used by the group who hacked archives of Democratic Party in the United States. And this make us believe and make us suggest that they are Russian hackers and they might be connected to the state, but we should be really careful.
Alex, what do these medical details reveal?
Well, it's similar to what was revealed on Tuesday by this group known as Fancy Bears when they got inside the database, WADA's database. In this case, it was a database for athletes competing at the Rio Olympics, and they released medical information about these athletes. On Tuesday, it was all female American Olympics, like the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, Simone Biles, the gymnast who won gold medals. Today, 25 athletes from 8 different countries, and they include 10 from the USA, 5 from Germany, 5 from Britain, including Chris Froome, the Tour de France champion, and Bradley Wiggins, who won a gold medal at the Rio Olympics. Again, most of them is for they're detailing their therapeutic use exemptions. These are athletes who are allowed to use substances which would otherwise be banned because they have a medical condition, and they can prove that this is the only this is the only medication that they can take in order for them to compete.
And WADA is quite clear, isn't it, about these cyber attacks, why they're happening?
Yes, it's firmly pinned the blame on Russia, and it says today in their statement they released, it said it was in retaliation, they thought, to the WADA-led investigations, one by Dick Pound, the other by Richard McLaren. Both of them found that there had been state-sponsored doping in Russia for many, many years. And that's then led to the suspension of Russian track and field athletes in Rio and the total ban of the Rio Paralympic team.
So Olga,
the Russian Paralympic team, I should say.
Olga, WADA calling on Russia to help stop the hacking. What's been reaction in Moscow?
Well, it's interesting because 2 days ago when the first documents were released, the Russian sports minister denied any involvement of Russian state and of anyone connected to Russia. But today, Putin's spokesman, Mr. Peskov, said that, okay, Russia will try its best to help to fight the hackers. And will try to find any solution possible to stop this happening. But this all looks quite ironic to me, to be honest. And, it looks like as if they're mocking WADA and just trying to undermine the whole system.